Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you, my live chat friends. Thank you for keeping things alive. If you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to let you know, friends, we were just talking about what's going on concerning the gun control issue. There is no debate. There is no vote. We didn't delegate that authority for them to do so, but they're doing it again. They've been acting out of their scope of authority for decades in this country, friends. Enough is enough. There's a new breed of people on the horizon, friends, that are going to call it for the way it is. And I want to tell you something, friends. These same people are sick and tired of what they're seeing out there. And they're sick and tired of those that should know better that call themselves Christian conservatives. Okay? That should be ashamed of themselves, but they have the foreheads of a bunch of whores, the Bible says. They go on. Instead of being ashamed of what they support, no, they keep going on supporting the same old, and they're caught up into the same old rhetorical thought, and they're trying to figure out why, and then when someone tells them how to get out of it, they get mad at the person for telling them how to get out of what they're complaining about being caught up into. Come on! Gee whiz, friends! You know, I want to go back to this because this is hour two, and I want you to listen to this because we were told last week, going to a different topic, we're supposed to commemorate, we're supposed to never forget September 11th. And last week I shared with you, my friends, that we're under attack like we've never been under attack since September 11th. And like the Columbine shooting where there was over 101 eyewitnesses that were completely media, they were completely blacked out by the mainstream media. We see the same thing with September 11th. You want to be liberated? Here's the truth of the matter. Why all of the eyewitnesses and the credible sources, such as New York firefighters and law enforcement officers, why was their testimony completely ignored? Because it didn't fit the narrative. Okay, because after September 11th, after the act of tyranny was signed into unlaw, it's unconstitutional. Notice the wording game, the word games they're playing with you, friends. But remember that they're trying to get you to accept everything that they have to offer. Did you know that the Patriot Act was signed into law? Again, it's not law. But did you know that it was signed into law at 3:30 in the morning? Not one person that signed it had the opportunity to read it. Did you see all the agencies that were created to now not work against those Muslims because we see them alluring them in, and we even see them infiltrating governments? I just spent last week talking about the Muslims that are taking office in the United States. They don't have any right to do so, friends. They're swearing in on the Quran, which again is antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. They're here to conquer. You see them dressed up in their garb? It shows you that they're not here to assimilate. I talked about how 74% of the mosque in the United States has increased since September 11th. I talked about how the 35 jihadi camps are on our soil, reported Sean Hannity back in 2009. And the same thing with Mr. Cooper, Anderson Cooper, over on CNN. And nobody's, great reports, by the way. But nobody's talking about that. No, now you've been desensitized to stand down as your said representatives illegally allure them into the United States of America. Again, this is perfect judgment. I'm just here to remind you. This is the hand of God, friends. You're either going to submit yourself to his blessings by doing what he commanded you to do, and you do it back out of love, not out of a diabolical fear, saith the ignorant. Oh, well, you know, this is a fear and reward system set up. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you what, when you see what God the Father did on Calvary through his son Jesus Christ and sacrificing his only son for me, you out of gratitude would be doing the same thing that I am. But you don't quite understand yet, and I pray that you do get the understanding in all sincerity, with forthrightness. But America, the list goes on. The agents, the TSA, your borders are now wide open. Your sovereignty is being handed over to the UN little by little, even under this administration in a great way. The list goes on of how you have been under attack. As a matter of fact, you want to know who the terrorists are now, friends. You know how the DHS came out under Barack Hussein Obama after he stacked the DHS with radical Muslims and Hamas terror-tied organizations like that of CARE that are free to run in any direction that they will and attack anybody that they will. And the media in this country is right there to put the microphones up to their mouth in doing so. You're under attack. This is what I'm trying to say. Are you a domestic terrorist speaking out against government policies? Because the government says you are. Now the FBI has something, friends, where they can call you a domestic terrorist if you actually believe the facts of what took place around September 11th. Did you know that? Are you a domestic terrorist protesting anything such as participating in the Occupy movement or the Tea Party movement? Or churches that are protesting abortion, or you're pro-life, or you're pro-Second Amendment? You're a terrorist, says this government. And I'm not talking about American government. I'm talking about foreign subversives that are in operation against we the people in this country, that call themselves and have tricked the people into believing that they are there for us when in fact they're not. Judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. Hey, folks, did you know that having bumper stickers saying things like, know your rights or lose them, you're considered a domestic terrorist? You better not talk out against Muslims or the homosexuals, because if you do, then guess what, friends? You're considered a domestic terrorist. Are you tired of being taxed to death? And if you complain about that, then you're a domestic terrorist, friends. That's the new definition. If people would have simply listened to the father of our Constitution, James Madison, we would identify, by the way, many, some more have than not, just for the record, identified what took place on September 11th. They knew right away as to what was going on. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. America, who's attacked you more than the subversives in government today? A foreign government couldn't have dreamed of what your subversive, corrupt politicians have done to you and your God-given rights. Do you want your rights back? Then stand up and fight for them. Okay? Are you a domestic terrorist if you believe in conspiracy theories? Who labeled them theories? The media that's covering for conspirators. Conspiracies are very real, Jeremiah 11:9. Are you a domestic terrorist? Support political movements for autonomy. Suspicious of centralized federal authority. Hey, folks, here's an eye-opener for you. The federal government didn't create the states. The states created the federal government, and it's a limited power that is out of control. Okay? Fiercely nationalistic. You're told you got a flag in your yard. You got a Christian flag in your yard. You're opposing surveillance. By the way, Donald Trump just asked for a permanent fixture of the NSA in surveilling Americans. That was all done in the shadows as well through smoke and mirrors. But again, friends, cross-check everything I'm telling you. We're going to come right back and we're going to talk about. They would just sing a little louder. We'll be right back.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is a church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at CoachDaveLive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, do consider supporting this ministry by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. There's membership plans, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store and you will see membership. We totally appreciate your support. Without you, we cannot be here. We cannot stand the air, friends. So we totally trust the Lord that He will provide through those that support this ministry and are receiving spiritual food, the bread of life, every day on a daily basis on this radio program. I hope you are, because I know that we are. How many times I've said, you know what, you might not understand what I'm saying, but I totally get it. I'm having church up in here, and I am. And we're here to kick, by the power of the Holy Ghost, kick the hell out and get to heaven in. Amen? Yeah, one nation under God has meaning, right? Psalm 33, verse 12. Amen. Blessed is that nation whose Lord is God. We were just talking about what's been taking place since September 11th. And I want to tell you what, friends. Stop the press. 156 eyewitness accounts were omitted from the mainstream media's narrative concerning September 11, 2001. Why? Because it didn't fit the narrative. It didn't fit the narrative. I'm going to give you a couple of these quotes in just a minute, just a moment here. I want you to hear this. I just got someone sending a message. You know, again, we were talking about never forgetting September 11th. The Pentagon announced on September 10th, 2001, that it just lost $2.3 trillion. Of course, right before the attacks the next day, because they knew that that was going to be completely shielded by the events that took place on the 11th as to what took place on the 10th. Well, then the next day, the Twin Towers were attacked. And by the way, do you remember, I've seen this video several times, amongst a plethora of other inconsistencies. But do you remember watching the video while MSM reported a building collapsed? Do you remember that the building didn't quite collapse yet? And then all of a sudden it happened after she reported it? Just so you know, remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s, there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. I didn't say it. He said it. I just said the MSM reported a building collapsed before it even happened. You can watch it online. I remember how they scrutinized our former governor. Some people love him. Some people hate him. It doesn't matter. He was right. But I remember how the media attacked him and talking about how he's a conspiracy theorist when he was talking about the MSM reporter that was talking about a building collapsing before it even happened. And you can watch the video. It's easy to access. Cross-check what I'm telling you. And then, do you remember the evidence of the false flag attack that was completely destroyed? By the way, all the evidence of the two buildings and the towers was flown to China. I don't know if you guys know that or not. They took the buildings and the rubble and they moved it to China. And then, of course, a lot of the eyewitnesses and ear witnesses died off because they were there. They seen what happened. But folks, they just want you to pretend that the war on terror is real and not a trick to enslave you. Now, by the way, I didn't say that. Okay, but the facts of the matter is we're to judge all of these by their fruit. Because if you go to Operation Northwoods, which was unclassified in 1997, Operation Northwoods was written up by the U.S. Joint Chief of Staffs. You can go online and find this as a plan to persuade the American people to want to go to war with Cuba. How do they do it? Just the way any other dictator does. By launching a wave of terrorist attacks on U.S. citizens, it called for innocent people to be shot, bombed, because they had to enrage the people. They wanted bombs to be planted in major cities, planes to be hijacked, and it would be blamed then on Fidel Castro. This is a fact. This is a fact. It's the same thing with Project Paperclip, where your government took war criminals from Adolf Hitler and the SS and his regime and brought them to America after the war. This is all a fact. And we know, friends, the connection between Prescott Bush and George Bush Sr. and Jr. and the rest of the Bush crime family to that of Adolf Hitler when they were actually supporting Adolf Hitler's agenda. I want you to think about this for a moment. By the way, he was indicted in 1942. Prescott Bush, he was a senator. Go online, you will see the documentation. Easy to find. I want you to think about this. Prescott Bush, George W. Bush, his grandpa, and George Bush Sr.'s dad was financing Adolf Hitler's war. I want you to consider what I'm going to say next. They were aiding and abetting Adolf Hitler to establish a new world order that George Bush Sr. called for over 212 times in public from the presidential bully pulpit. Okay, he didn't hide none of this. Okay, I want you to think about the fact that the Bushes were aiding and abetting Adolf Hitler while Adolf Hitler's boys were killing Americans to the number of 405,399 of our men fought, bled, and died fighting against Adolf Hitler, and the Bushes were aiding Adolf Hitler against our boys. What's the definition of treason, America? What's the definition of the devil, America? Because that's the family. And it's amazing because I seen one of my live chat friends say today, he was talking about the Bushes, and he was talking about how people actually believed he was a Christian. Yet we had CIA whistleblowers, FBI whistleblowers, coming out on George Bush Sr. and saying that if you want to know who the criminals are in D.C., he said, you're looking at them. They called George Bush Sr. evil Poppy. Many said that he was the evilest man alive. Well, guess what? He's the evilest man now with his comrades in hell where he belongs. Okay? Just for the record. Oh, and by the way, yes, I said that. And I want to say this too. Back to my friend on live chat. It's a lack of Christianity. Those that actually took him to be a Christian, they weren't Christians themselves, friends. They were deceived. They didn't go further than what they were told. Real Christians don't take things for face value. They let the Lord bring the things to light. If the Holy Ghost didn't give them discernment already, through the word of knowledge, through the word of wisdom, through the gifts of the Spirit, through the gift of prophecy, which are still active today, but there's just a lot of lunatics counterfeiting the real deals today. Let me tell you. Read 1 Corinthians 12, because there's more gifts of the Spirit there. But friends, just think, this is all being played out, and it still is. Never forget. Well, I want you to never forget what's been done and who's been under attack since September 11th. And I want you to listen to this because, again, these were the actual eyewitnesses concerning the firefighters and the law enforcement officers. I'm just going to give you a few so I can get over to my topic, which goes perfectly into what I'm talking about right now and how the church has been deceived, because the church is responsible for what's happening here. Okay. Reporter for the USA Today stated that the FBI believed that bombs in the building brought down the buildings. By the way, there's not a person on this planet outside of the revisionists and the propagandists and the devil themselves and his little minions, sons and daughters of Belial, that are pushing and promulgating misinformation to the American people that those two towers fell because of something hitting them up on the top. Nobody expected those buildings to fall, period. And by the way, nobody can prove that what happened up on the upper decks of those towers brought those buildings down. Heat goes up, it doesn't go down. The designers created it to take a plane hit if it happened that way. Okay? No, nobody can. Folks, you know what's interesting? They've got you asking the wrong questions by design. And you're trying to defend the wrong questions. Instead of them asking you the wrong questions and they're not worried about giving you the right answers, why don't you begin to ask them the questions to prove the theory of those two buildings falling because they were allegedly attacked on the upper decks of the two towers? The FBI believed that bombs in the building brought down the buildings. This is all information. As a matter of fact, the Stop the Press 156 eyewitnesses is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and this should help you understand why we're under attack by big tech companies as well. Okay? New York Fire Department Chief of Safety stated that there were bombs and secondary devices which caused the explosions in the buildings. There's even audio linked to it and videos linked to it. These were all omitted by the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media. New York City firefighters who witnessed attacks stated that it looked like there were bombs in the buildings. Another New York City firefighter stated on the last trip up, a bomb went off. We think there was bombs set in the building that brought them down. Another New York firefighter stated there was bombs in the building. Start clearing out. Dying heroes, the first responders who worked tirelessly to save lives on and after 9/11, said that there was a controlled demolition that brought down the two towers. Maybe this is why they're reopening the investigation in New York as to what did happen on September 11th, friends. That's all you have to ask is who's the responsible party? You want to know who the responsible party is? Just ask yourself who's gaining from this. Who's gained more than the American government? I got to ask you a question. Again, that which is foreign to American government, and I am highlighting corruption, not the good governments.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The family that owns OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma used Swiss and other hidden accounts to transfer over $1 billion to themselves. The state of New York is asking a judge to enforce subpoenas to Purdue and its owners, the Sackler family, and they said they've uncovered what was previously unknown wire transfers over several financial institutions. The transfers bolster allegations by New York and other states that the Sacklers worked to shield their wealth in recent years because of mounting worries about legal threats over the painkillers. Lawmakers investigating the market dominance of big tech asked Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Apple for a broad range of documents, making a step forward in Congress's bipartisan probe of those companies. Letters went out from the House Judiciary Committee, which has been conducting sweeping investigations of all those companies and their impact on competition and consumers. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Welcome back, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Boy, oh boy, do we have a lot of cowards online today. Started giving quotes from the 156 eyewitnesses, folks, namely credible sources such as New York firefighters and law enforcement officers. One guy says, I'm out of here. That's why you're in trouble. That's exactly why you're in trouble. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. You encourage the wolves to devour. It's a fact. It's your cowardice that encourages people to do the things that they're doing. But it tells us in Revelations 21, verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You know, the Bible tells us that he makes the righteous bold as lions, Proverbs 28. Jesus spoke as one having authority, not as the scribes and the Pharisees. No, Jesus is not walking around in pink little booties, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world everything's okay. Nope, his message applies to everybody on this planet. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:12, Mark 1:15, Matthew 24 verse 47, Acts 2:38, Acts 20 verse 21. It's all the same thing. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Who are the first ones named, friends, to go to hell? The fearful. Revelation 21 verse 8. You know, if I go over to Luke 12, verse 4, which I'm doing, I want to give you the exact quote. I want you to listen to this. This is what Jesus said, okay? He said, Luke 12, verse 4, he said, and I said unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. No. Don't be afraid of them that can kill the body. He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. Come on! You want to keep belittling God and magnifying the enemy and live your life that way? You go for it. But keep in mind, you're giving yourself over to a defeated foe. And all the bad guys that are doing what they do, they've given themselves over to the one that means to destroy them and everybody else on this planet. And there's people on this planet that are stupid enough to believe it. The Lord said in verse 5, Luke 12, 5, he said, but I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed the power, hath power to cast into hell. Yeah, I say unto him, fear him. You're supposed to fear the Lord. You're not supposed to fear man. You're not supposed to fear the consequence of what they can do. Let them. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Because when the power of the cross comes into play, friends, that's when the enemy understands what happened. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because it's the power of God unto salvation. Oh my gosh, I just think about all the cowards. They talk about the patriarchs in the Bible. Oh, they were great, and they were overcomers. Read Hebrews 11, right? And the heroes of the faith. And then you see the modern day Christian completely succumbing to the wind when it blows the wrong way. And then they go to church, and then they're built up, and then they live like men for a day, and then they walk outside the church. They see reality. Their faith is tested. Then they find out their faith that they have is theirs, not the Lord's, because his faith overcomes. It doesn't succumb. And they're trying to figure out, what is this guy Bradley Dean talking about? What is he possibly talking about? I'm talking about what David talked about. By my God, I'll go through a troop. By my God, I'll be leaping over a wall. Let righteousness and judgment, like water, let it flow into the camps of the enemy. Lord, like King David, it's time for you to work, for they have forgotten thy law. They have, Lord. They have. They think they're playing games. Until after the fact, like Napoleon, who said, the Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. And I think of Psalm 2, when the kings of the earth, they gather themselves against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us cut their bands asunder. Did you read the second part of that, professing Christians? He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh upon them. He shall have them in great derision. He shall break them as a potter's vessel. He is the one that's in control. He is all powerful. He is all omniscient, friends. Not man. Not the one that can. Hey, folks, like Scripture tells us, that Satan is as one. What does he do? He emulates the Christ in mockery. How does he do it? As a roaring lion. As a toothless roaring lion. As a roaring lion. What does the Bible say about our king? The lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the roaring lion. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Not the enemy of your souls. He's the defeated foe. And people give more time and attention to their excuses and the enemy to their souls than they give themselves over to the one that empowers them to overcome. It's amazing to me. It's foolish to me. I feel sorry for you. You need to ask for the Holy Ghost. What good is it that you've been crucified and baptized if you have no resurrection? We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. Read Romans 6, friends, that he might be glorified. He's not glorified by your succumbings, your excuses. He's not. He's glorified by showing himself strong on the behalf of the church that actually believes in him. I was just thinking about a meme I posted the other day. And I find myself thankful for everything that the Lord has bestowed upon me deep, deep in my heart. And I want it to come out of my heart through praise and worship more and more and more and more. I can't sing. I'm a drummer. I'm the only guy that tries to sing to the Lord what's in my heart, and I bet I'm the only guy on this planet where the Lord just says, okay, he's doing it again. Just tell him to quit. I'm being facetious. And I don't know why, but it's just, it's in my heart right now to say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Lord, I bless your holy name. And I've tasted and I've seen that the Lord is good. And I've tasted and seen by his manifestation that he is who he says he is. Oh my gosh, I can't even... When I talk about you can't find in Scripture where the Lord has ever failed a faithful man of God, I can tell you that he's never failed a disobedient son of God. And I'm talking about the fact of where my shortcomings come into play. And then I ask for more grace to keep his commandments better. You know what my biggest fear is, friends? Honestly, I don't want to fear. I don't want to fail him. And God knows I don't want to fail him. And I don't. And I want to be more thankful than what I am. And I got to tell you, friends, that you, those that listen to me, those that are watching, I can't tell you how much I want to see the God of Moses show himself strong on the behalf of the few in the United States of America that really believe him. I want to see, I want to partake, I want to know him now. I don't want to know him when I stand before him. And I want to be freed from sin in this life. I want to know him in this life. And I can't stand when preachers always talk about a future life. Those promises aren't for us then. They're for us now. And I want to partake of them. And I'm probably the only guy that you know, honestly, that is holding on to the Lord's skirt all of the time. And I feel like David when he said, my soul is in my hand. Though it's not true. I love people. And I can't do that with what he's done with all my heart. He's renewed it. He's regenerated it. I want to be cleansed from all of my secret faults. I want to walk in the light of his countenance all the time. I really, truly do. And I find myself going back to you, my listeners, and saying, man, this is my heart. This is what's going through my heart. And I want him to be glorified. The way to glorify God is not to disobey his word. The way to glorify God is to hold to his word and don't let go. At the end of hope, tie a knot, hang on. He is our hope. He is our anchor. I know it to be true. And I'm not trying to convince you of what I know, but I am telling you, friends, look at the fruit. And judge me the way that Scripture tells you to judge all men. I'm a part of that. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Ra, Jehovah Sid Kanu. I feel so inept. I feel so unqualified. In so many different ways, my message to you is, friends, I know from 20 years of ministry that we together can do this. My message is never doom and gloom. I want to show you what Germany went through really quick. I've got two segments. You do know that during the time that the evangelical churches, you had a guy named by the name of Bonhoeffer. And he went back from America to Germany to get the church to awaken to the likes of Adolf Hitler. And then we have Martin Niemöller, who admitted what came to pass in Germany. Adolf Hitler's rise to power was aided by the evangelicals. And he took responsibility after the fact. But the article is they would just sing louder. You know that in the evangelical churches when the dissidents and the Jews and the gypsies were being transported in cattle cars, friends, to the concentration camps, when they'd go by the churches, they were crying out. The churches would begin to praise Jesus louder to drown out the voices of those that actually needed help. It's like in America today concerning our children in public schools, like our children that are being snuffed out in the womb. We're in the same times, friends, and we need to wake up. I'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Folks, in commemoration of 9/11, never forget what you were never told. That's why I'm bringing it to your ears today in the present. CBS news reporter stated during the two towers descending to the ground, he said, this is what he said. He said, all of a sudden I heard a roar and I saw one of the two towers blow. I saw from the street level as though it exploded up a giant rolling ball of flame. Same reporter stated, I hear simultaneously this roar and see what appears to be a gigantic fireball rising up at ground level. Listen carefully. These are the eyewitnesses of September 11th that the CIA-controlled omitted media. Okay. You can't make this up. You need to ask real questions, friends. You need to hold these people accountable. A fire department battalion chief stated it actually looked, the lowest floor of the fire in the South Tower actually looked like someone had planted explosives around it because the whole bottom, I could see two sides of it and the other side, it just looked like that floor blew out from the bottom up. Heat goes up, friends, not down. Okay? Talking about Stop the Press, 156 eyewitness accounts, which were omitted from the mainstream media's narrative concerning September 11, 2001. Here they are. Okay? 156 accounts. Folks, how much propaganda has the media thrown on you? How much have you believed of their propaganda? I'll tell you what. Here's a challenge for you. I challenge you to dig in just a little bit. And I want to tell you this. You may just become a truther, too. namely to those that don't like, listen, people that don't like to be lied to, you're going to get a little truth here, and you're going to dig, and you're going to dig, and you're going to dig, and you're going to be doing the same thing I'm doing. I have to get back over to this. They would sing just louder. This is in parallel, friends, because remember, Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag. He rose his people up with propaganda to destroy his political opposition as he began to change off. They had something called Fatherland Security in Hitler's day. We have Homeland Security. You know that, right? You know, it took him 6 years to destroy the U.S. or to destroy the German Constitution, which was based as a republic. The Unpatriot Act does just that. It destroys our Constitution. So we are seeing simultaneously, what, 80 years apart? Almost the exact identical system of destroying a country. But we know better than that. I was just highlighting the fact that many evangelicals would hear the cattle cars outside with the dissidents, the gypsies and the Jews, that would drive by the churches. And the churches, the evangelicals, were praising Jesus. And they would sing louder to drown out the voices of those that needed help that were going to concentration camps. Think about that. These were also the same evangelicals, friends, that would come out and they would find body ash that would come out from the furnaces that would fall onto their cars and they'd wipe them off. It's the same thing Americans are doing with aborted babies. They're just ignoring it. Right? Most of them. If not in action, it's through their inaction. The good people are the ones that are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. If you remember right, Martin Niemöller is the guy that said first they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unions, and he said I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out, said Martin Niemöller, because I wasn't Jewish. Then they came for me, and there was none left to speak for me. You know, Martin Niemöller is perhaps best remembered for this quotation. And I've heard this quote many times before, but it was just recently that I learned that the man who said it was a prominent Protestant pastor during the time of Hitler and the Nazis. It was learning this fact that made all the difference in the world and understanding where this quote stemmed from. Listen carefully. This quotation stemmed from Niemöller's lectures during the early post-war period. His point was that the Germans, and in particular, the leaders of the Protestant churches, had been complicit through their silence in the Nazi imprisonment, persecution, and murder of millions of people. Who was responsible? The churches were. Martin Niemöller was one of the earliest Germans to talk publicly about the broader complicity in the Holocaust and guilt for what had happened to the Jews. Hey, folks, take it to, 6 million? That Adolf Hitler snuffed out. What about in America? Folks, think about this. The 56 million babies that have been murdered in the womb. Boy, Americans, you've been complicit. You silent people have been complicit in the crimes of how many more than that of that bad guy Adolf Hitler? Wow. It's got to be a special place in hell for people that can shut their mouths in a time like this. Oh, yeah. Niemöller was one of the earliest Germans to talk publicly about the broader complicity in the Holocaust and guilt for what had happened to the Jews. In his book, in English, as a it was called Of Guilt and Hope in January of 1946, he said, "Thus, whenever I have a chance to meet a Jew known to me before, then as a Christian, I cannot but tell him, 'Dear friend, I stand in front of you, but we cannot get together, for there is guilt between us. I have sinned, Isaiah 59, and my people has sinned against thy people and against thyself.'" Why? Because they didn't stand in the gap. They didn't speak up when they had the time to speak up. And I love to bring this in. How many people in those concentration camps that were now in the camps that said when they were free to stand up and do something about the tyranny that was going on during the time of Adolf Hitler, that said, "You know what? I'm not involved in politics." Sound familiar, Americans? "Yeah, I'm not involved in politics." Let me tell you something, foolish ones. You live politics like, rather, you're involved or not. You're involved. Just like those in the concentration camps. They live politics. The difference is now they were in a camp where they couldn't do what they wish they would have done when they had the time to do it, but they didn't do it. Are you one of them people? Because we're in it, America. We're in it. What he would have, Martin Niemöller, would have and could have changed if he himself and all of the church leaders in Germany took a stand and spoke out against Hitler and the Nazis when it mattered most. Although he did suffer spending the last 7 years of his Nazi rule in concentration camps, he still recognized his own guilt for not speaking out against tyranny. In fact, we could write and rewrite Niemöller's quote quite well for the modern-day church leaders of the day. It would probably go something like this. First, they came for prayer in the public schools, and I didn't speak out because I didn't really care. Because I wasn't a student, nor did I ever look into the fact that the Supreme Court is not above the law, Article 3, Section 1 of the United States Constitution, also Ephesians 6:18. Then they came to murder the unborn in their mother's womb, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't an unborn child, and after all, I was told that the Supreme Court could sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb by simply calling it a woman's choice through oligarchy, where few rule over many. Proverbs 6:17. Then they came for the legalization of two men or two women getting married, which has never been in the history of mankind, to upend American sovereignty, and I didn't speak out. As if to say the Supreme Court and justices have a God-given right to redefine what God himself has designed, that's called daring the justice of God, and so has Americans. Because I didn't want to be called a hater or a bigot, you know. Leviticus 18:22, 2013, Romans 1:24. Also read what love is, because what love is, according to fallen man in the professed church in America today, is not spiritual love. Jesus Christ risen, who sits at the right hand of the Father, he's the standard, not your fallen, corrupt priest or pastor. He's not the standard. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me because I never spoke out for anyone else, let alone God. Ezekiel 33. Folks, it's a disgrace, and it's disgraceful what we are seeing, not from the pulpits in America today only. Rather than seeing a thousand thunderous, what we need to see is a thunderous barrage of righteous indignation against murder of the unborn and zeal against tyranny, injustice, immorality, which we are hearing virtually nothing from. Concerning the 300,000 pulpits that stand down when they should stand up. To sin by silence when we should protest makes cowards of men. You know, we hear church leaders today say, well, I don't speak out against anything political. You know, the murder of innocent children, is that political? Homosexual marriage, is that political? A corrupt, wicked, and lawless administration that means to destroy your country and religious freedoms, is that political? Really? So here we see a Niemöller, a man who could not change the destruction that took place in the lives of millions of people, because prevention would have been better than cure, and only if he would have obeyed when he had the time to do it. But friends, he was at the point now where he couldn't go back in time and right the wrongs. But I want to tell you something, friends. Here's the good news. You still can. You still can. Together we can turn this destruction around. But if you remain to choose silent, don't be surprised when they come for you and there's no one left to speak out for you. And at that point, you can rest assured that others may sing loud enough to drown out your cries as well. Here it is. Study the past. Here it is. Go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. You know, in the days of Jeremiah, you know what they said? We will not. And I'll tell you what, they will not, because they thought they were in a good place. But I'm here to tell you, Scripture tells us, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. We are in dire times. We are under attack like we've never been before. And here's the good news. We have the freedom to do the right thing. Ask the Lord to bestow more of the Holy Ghost upon you in conquering the foes of darkness every step of the way, because that's exactly how it's going to come. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 20, well, a day in 23. See ya.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.